It's 6:04. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. A federal judge put on hold for now the pullback by the Trump administration of $600 million in public health grants approved by Congress to four Democratic-led states. Colorado, California, Illinois, and Minnesota sued to try to block planned funding cuts from the CDC. The judge stopped the cuts from taking effect for 14 days. For Colorado, the total amount of money at risk is $26 million. Residents in Denver's Elyria-Swansea neighborhood are demanding the owner of a new data center agree to their terms. As Tegan Wendland reports, they want a good neighbor agreement.
About 100 residents and advocates gathered at Elyria Park Friday. They worry the giant new data center, built by Denver-based CoreSite, will use massive amounts of water and power and pollute the neighborhood. Alma, who used only her first name, grew up there.
They're not only targeting our drinking municipal water, our power, they are also targeting our only health and human lives.
The GES Coalition and other community groups want the company to agree to their terms before a public meeting at the end of the month. That includes agreeing not to expand the facility, disclosing all details of their plan, as well as paying for their own power and a public health study. CPR News, Tegan Wendland.
Three dozen new recruits are attending the newly reinstated Fire Training Academy in Colorado Springs this week. The program was slated for cancellation following city budget concerns, but tax revenues from recreational marijuana sales in the city is funding the 18-week training course for the fire department. I'm Mike Purcell, KRCC, CPR News.